I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have got a couple of debutants that I want you to keep an eye on this week, so I just thought that I would go through them quickly with you and just give you a little insight into what I see with these guys and the sort of guys I think they'll be, and super coach wise, how I think they're going to go as well, because I know a lot of you will be very keen to take in that perspective. I think first one, probably not as relevant, but there is a kid making his debut for the Newcastle Knights this weekend. Jersey 14, Ryan Rivett. I assume it is Rivett, actually. He was playing for the Sharkies last year. Handy little ball player that I rate. I was a bit surprised when the Sharkies let him go. But obviously the Sharkies, they've got Matty Moore, and they've got Nicho Hynes, then they've got Trindle, then they've got Peru that they also got from the Penrith Panthers as well. So I understood it once I had a look at the context. But just keep an eye on Ryan Rivett, number 14 for the Newcastle Knights. I assume he will come on and play a bit of 14, a bit of 9 with Phoenix Crossland there. But just one to keep an eye on there that I do rate, and I think he's got a future in our game. I don't think he's going to be an absolute superstar, but I think he is one just to keep an eye on. You've also got coming off the bench for the Melbourne Storm, you got Jonah Pezet making his first grade debut. We saw him in trials. We saw him in the under-19 New South Wales game last year. He absolutely killed it. I think he's very, very overhyped after that. I still think he's a good footballer, don't get me wrong, but I thought coming into that game, I probably didn't have him in the top two halves on the field. He brained it in that game, there is no doubt about it, but I'm not as convinced he's going to be the star that everyone thinks he is, but still stoked to see him get his debut. I think he is a very talented guy. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. I just think that people might be getting a little bit overexcited. But happy to be proven wrong there. We'll see how he goes this weekend in his debut. A very, very talented guy there, obviously. For the Gold Coast Titans, you've got Tino's younger brother, Isaac. I've heard a lot of very positive things about him over the last year or two. I haven't seen a stack of him, to be honest with you, so I'll be watching him very closely, as will you guys. But, I mean, the pedigree, it's hard to top, isn't it? So much talent in that family. It's just insane. So you've also got the younger Haas brother there as well. So it'll be interesting to see when we see him too. But a couple of guys to watch there. For the West Tigers, one guy I will be watching very closely is their winger that comes in this week, Junior Tupou. Very, very talented guy. Big body to deal with. I think he's going to be a real pain in the ass for a lot of opposition wingers. So a few guys to watch there that are making their debut throughout the weekend. But in particular, there are two guys that I want you to watch very closely, and it's going to be unreal. Saturday, 5:30, the Cowboys take on the New Zealand Warriors. Both of them have named debutant fullbacks, which I cannot wait for. These are two guys that I spoke about in the trials that I'm very, very excited about. The first one is from the Cowboys, Tom Chester. Now, when you go and have a look at his stats from Queensland Cup over the last few years, they're good, but I'll be honest with you, they're not fantastic. 13 games, I think he scored 6 tries it was. I think he had about 8 try assists or something. 5 try assists, 4 line breaks, 1 forced dropout. That's from 13 games, so it's not outstanding. He's made 58 tackles. He's missed 22. Can play fullback, 5'8". So the stats don't read all that appealing about Tom Chester, but he's a guy that every time I've watched him, I've been impressed. I've really been impressed. I thought he did well in their trial at the start of the year as well. Thought he handled himself well there, despite being trial, still going up against first graders. I thought he did well. But Tom Chester, I don't know, just when I look at him with the eye test, I just feel like there's something there. I feel like there's something special about him. So I don't think he's going to be like a, you know.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Beat the door down, absolute superstar, but I think he could develop into a very, very handy player. Can play fullback, 5'8", could probably play 7 if need be as well. 182 centimetres, about 90 kilos, so he's not small, but he is pretty quick. He's very young, 21 years old, so very young, very raw, but I think he's got a little bit to offer. So he's one to keep an eye on for the North Queensland Cowboys this week. Now, he will be going directly up against another debutant this week, which I am really excited about watching. And look, I'll be honest with you, I hadn't seen too much of this guy. I'd seen him in little bits and pieces last year and looked good, but I wasn't sure how quickly we'd see him. And granted, I think the injury to Metcalf has opened the door for Tane Taupiki, who was playing for Burley last year, was very, very impressive. I really like him, eh? I don't think you'll see him for all that long. Obviously, you've got Chance coming back, who is out with, you know, HIA protocols and whatnot. So it will only be a 1 week stint. But I reckon there's a world where if Chance was out for 3 to 4 weeks, I reckon Taupiki's got enough upside to potentially, I wouldn't say steal the jersey, but to potentially make the Warriors consider maybe playing Chance at centre, because I just think defensively Chance would be fantastic there as well. This Tane Taupiki, very, very talented guy. By the way, guys, apologies if I have got the pronunciation wrong there. I've watched a lot of highlights and whatnot, but I haven't heard anyone actually say his name, so I do apologise if pronunciation is wrong. He did play in the trial for the New Zealand Warriors. He was good without being great. Didn't do a stack there. I was sort of expecting a little bit more out of him, if I'm honest with you, but some touches were very nice. You have a look at the games that he played for the Bears last year. He played in 22 games, won 15 of them, but here's the stats. So played 22 games. He had 22 try assists. He had 25 line breaks and 530 touches of the football in 22 games. So we really like that. That's fantastic. High workload, gets through his meters. In those Bears games, he averaged 147 meters last year. So he's essentially going a try assist and a line break every single game with, you know, 150 odd meters, and he had 14 tries. So what's that? Two tries every 3 weeks, essentially, on average. So one to keep an eye on there. I've seen a few people call him the magician. I think I saw a headline that called him that as well. He's one I'm really, really excited about. I think that he's got a bit more attacking upside than Tom Chester, but I think Tom Chester might be the more consistent of the two. So it'll be interesting to see how they both go. I'm really excited for both of them. I do hope that both of them do get to play. It wouldn't surprise me if we do get to game day and you might see like a Val Holmes shift back to centre and maybe Tom Chester goes to the bench or something like that. But, and you know, so same with the New Zealand Warriors. They've got a few guys in their squad that could play one. But I'm really hoping that Tane Taupiki and Tom Chester get the opportunity to play fullback in their debut games this weekend. Going up against each other, it's going to be really exciting. Saturday, 5:30. Make sure you got your eyes on those two. They're probably my headline acts. But as I said in the start of the podcast, guys, there are a number of really talented guys that are making their debut this weekend. So keep an eye on those guys. I think that some of them could become household names over the next few years. As always, though, guys, when I tip these guys off to you, don't judge them off one game. Give them a couple of games to get used to it. I reckon a lot of these guys will come in and out of first grade over the next year or 18 months. So just keep an eye on their development. And also, when you see them come into first grade, keep an eye on them when they go back to New South Wales or Queensland Cup and how they handle the transition there and the confidence that they take from it. You got to remember, when these guys are playing cup footy and reserve grade footy, that's the level they're at right now. So sometimes it can be a really good indicator once they're confident there and they'll gain a lot of confidence from NRL. They'll go back to reserve grade, and that'll sort of give you an indication of the sort of guy they'll be in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years in the NRL. So a few guys to watch there, guys. But my two headline acts are, of course, the Cowboys and Warriors fullbacks that will be debuting this weekend, Saturday, 5:30. Cannot wait for it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.